Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. YouTube did not want me to get on today, kicked me off when I tried to go live, but I am persevering. And it's likely that their YouTube is a little sensitive because of the content that I'm going to be covering. So let me just give a disclaimer. According to YouTube, it is against the community guidelines to minimize any mass event. So what I'm about to share with you is absolutely the truth because it comes from the mainstream media merry-go-round. Do not question what you are shown on the news, even all of the inconsistencies. You should just brush off as, well, information was coming out. It was a disaster. It was an emergency. We didn't really know what was going on. And then that will help us all make sense of this. Now, many years ago, I remember as a kid, I didn't really watch TV that much. But we had something called the movie of the week. And it dawned on me that it's kind of like the shooting of the week. Or maybe it really is the movie of the week. Yes, I think that is a more accurate way of describing it. Because you know, and I know, and they know that we know that what we're about to see has been created for our benefit. I need to be a little delicate in how I describe this, but I thought it would be interesting to uncover some of the very curious coincidences that are going on. But before we do anything, I will give you a checklist in a little bit and we'll match it up with the other orchestrated events, the other scripted events. And I do want to say a disclaimer. Honestly, my heart and prayers are with anyone that was harmed in the making of this movie. So I'm glad I got that out of the way. And let's start with this. We're going to listen to Joel Osteen himself. Now, I was trying to find, and maybe I'll have to do a follow-up video for you, because I was trying to find on my very desktop here, which is just crammed with stuff, I was trying to find that image that I had of Joel Osteen doing all of the, how do you call it? What would you say? Like Masonic or Illuminati? I don't know if that's going to get me kicked off this channel, but all of those gestures that they like to do, like the OK sign, the 333, the pyramid, I don't want to do them myself here, but I shared that with you previously when I showed you all of the pastors wearing the black motorcycle jackets, including Joel Osteen, including all of the pastors, coincidentally, using all the same gestures. I know that it is just a coincidence, so don't read anything into it. So I might have to add that in my Substack. Make sure that you're subscribed there. PeggyHall.substack.com. Without further ado, let's listen to the very, very distraught Joel Osteen. Now, picture this. Think about a time in your life when you narrowly escaped a very traumatic event. Maybe you witnessed something, you had a loss, you were experiencing something that you weren't ready for. And think about the shock, the sorrow, the devastation that is on your face, that is in your voice. I want you to keep those images in mind when we look at Joel Osteen's message. And this is just, you know, right after, well, it was during a press concert because it's a performance, of course. And this press concert, and see, I have it here on the news, was actually the same day. He is so devastated, and you're going to see this. Now, I know I count myself among those that are positive and have a cheerful outlook on life, and I don't follow Joel Osteen for many reasons, but there are those that like his message, and my understanding is that he is a very positive person, so we'll just put that in the mix as well. So keep in mind when we're looking at the deep devastation, just images of being distraught, the despair, the soul anguish. So I just wanted to set that up for you. And now we'll take a look at the man himself, shall we? I'm going to share my screen. I have a link for you, not on this channel, but over on my Substack, because YouTube also told me that if I put links that they don't like, then they could give me a strike for outside content. So here we go. Let's do it.
First, I'll thank Chief and the mayor and Chief Pinion, all of these men and women did an amazing job. And it's just, you said it, Chief, it could have been a lot worse. Of course, we're devastated. I mean, we've been here 65 years and had so much shooting in the church, but
I didn't bring the vomit bucket. Oh my gosh. I should have warned everybody to have the vomit bucket on hand. In case you missed it, the devastation, you know, I sometimes recommend that you listen to things on a little slower speed, for example, just in case you might have missed it. And also you can listen, well, you can watch the video without the sound and you can also listen without the audio, but I think they just go together so well here. So let's hear from the man himself. In his very church, there was a shooting. And interestingly, the shooting was done by the off-duty policemen. They were the only ones that did the killing. This individual that I'll share with you in just a moment didn't shoot anybody. Isn't that interesting? Get your vomit bucket ready, everybody.
You said it, Chief. It could have been a lot worse. Of course, we're devastated. I mean, we've been here 65 years and had so much shooting in your church. But, you know...
I've shared, well over 1,000 videos on this channel over the last going on 4 years, but this one is pretty much up there with, how does the expression go, taking the cake? This is not even Duper's Delight, okay? This is, how do you put it? Rubbing your nose in it, mocking you. Yeah, not you smart ones that understand what's going on, but all y'all, the others that are so gullible and you fall for this. Peggy, how could everybody be in on it? Well, why does everybody have to be in on it? And besides, it happened exactly as we're told. I explained that at the beginning. Let's look at a couple of the witnesses. And I wanted to bring everything to you right up front, and then we'll dive into some of the details. And I'll point out the checklist that we should match up with the facts that we were presented and the checklist that, you know, basically can be used with all of these orchestrated events. So let's go to another witness here. And I'll leave a link for you. I really don't want to watch the rest of this devastation. That's just so difficult to watch. So let's have another witness here, shall we? And we're going to, let me share my screen. Again, we don't even really need to listen to them. Just look at the faces, the face of devastation. Absolutely stunning. Now, the story, as we're told, is that a man, woman, entered into this church with a trench coat and a long bang bang. Yes, that's exactly how it was described in the news. And I'll share with you the details because it's quite strange. And apparently there were two off-duty policemen who opened fire and killed her. And there was a five-year-old. Oh, no, make that a seven-year-old. No, it was a five-year-old. What was a seven-year-old? Well, in the same news story, it was reported to be a seven-year-old and a five-year-old, only one individual, of course, that also was hit by the police and was taken to a medical center. And again, if things are as we're told, I hope that 5 and 7 year old in the same person is going to survive. But the fact is, the only shooting that was done was by these off-duty policemen. I don't even think that's legal. Here we go.
These folks are coming out right now, and you can see that they were very shaken today.
So here's this other thing. I have to stop for a second. Reunification center at Lifetime Fitness. There was also a reunification center at a school. What is this reunification center? I don't even understand that. If someone will explain that to me, please, in a comment. I don't know. Is Lifetime Fitness? Maybe they'll be advertising on this show. But here we've got a man and his woman. I'm going to skip a little bit over her witness report because I didn't think there was anything of value there.
Just kind of repeat what you were telling me, Maria. Tell me what happened.
There is a lot of chats. So, you know, the first time is
okay, it was a little difficult. I am going to skip over her testimony a little bit. I would recommend you look at the devastation on their faces, the concern, the shock, the grief, the anguish. And we're going to go ahead to the son here a little bit. Oh, he's taking out his cell phone, see if his friends are watching him on TV.
And somebody, when he said, let's go. Somebody's shouting in the chat.
So what did you run?
I mean, stay, you know, but I'm praying, tell God, this is time that I'm going I'm ready. And I'm going to take a peace.
It's a dynamic and active situation, as we were told. So apparently this is happening right there. This guy looks so concerned, doesn't he? I don't know who he's calling on the cell phone.
My friends, my sister, my brothers. You know, at this time, thank you, God, is...
Okay, let's move ahead a little bit. That's let's hear what he has to say.
No, not everybody's the assuming because what's behind the stage? Yeah, outside. Yeah, like she said.
Somebody, describe it to me. So you're telling me that it was coming from.
I think that's so cool that they have Tom Cruise doing the interview. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I like that. It's probably tying in with the Maverick movie and everything.
Behind the stage, where everybody was on the stage, it was coming from behind the stage.
The chorus and people start singing. Mm-hmm. That one was.
Behind the chorus.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you know that? Just because of the sound of it?
Yeah, because what's the sound? Like a metal shooting. Mm-hmm. And after like the three or third time.
I guess he was trying to remember what they told him to say.
A fourth time was like a detonation.
So you think it was four shots that you heard clearly?
Oh, look at that devastation. You know, it's really something.
More.
Okay. That I'll leave these links for you. I just thought it was neat that they, let's go back to the beginning. I just thought it was neat that they have Tom Cruise doing the interview. That's awesome. Okay. Let's go into another one, shall we? Actually, this is one I wanted to share with you. Okay. Another just devastation all over her face. I don't know how they can keep it together. Well, you know, all glory to God.
Armies of angels protecting me. Armies of angels protecting my friends, protecting my family. And honestly, like for every one demon, there's three angels. So the enemy still is already defeated. But honestly, I pray for whoever did this. I pray for that person and I pray that they find the Lord and that they get to love the Lord because the Lord loves them.
Now, that's actually a very good message. I like what she's saying there. What I'm gripped by is her lack of just doesn't look like she was in some type of catastrophe.
Whoever they are, God loves them.
What did you all see in there? What did you hear?
I heard a bunch of, so there was one shot first, and then there was a set of shots. And then we started running, and there was multiple sets of shots. I can't really count them. It was at least five times that they shot multiple times altogether.
You say they, more than one person?
I don't know.
So you know, she just came out, right? She was holding hands with her boyfriend and ran for their safety. So I know you like to ask questions, all right? And those intricate questions, she's not going to be able to answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'll leave these for you, friends. If you want to dig in a little deeper, those were the only ones that I could come up with. But let's take a look now at the facts as we are told, shall we? And again, I'm going to have this for you in a Substack so you can read it, share it, and so forth. And as I'm doing this, actually, before I give you all of the facts, let's review the checklist of whether, well, of course, everything we're shown on the news is it's completely accurate. So it's funny that I'm even saying this, but what we'll do is we'll use the checklist to see how many boxes we can tick off because we're getting ticked off when it comes to the presentation of the news and these press concerts. So, you know, I used to write for magazines. Yeah, I was a magazine writer. And I wrote on health and fitness and all of that. And when I turned in a story, they had something called a fact checker, an actual fact checker who would pick up the phone. And if I had somebody that I interviewed for the story, like let's say I was doing a workout and I had some type of personal trainer expert who was telling me the kind of workout they recommend, my editor would call that fitness expert and confirm that what they told me and what I put in the article was accurate before it was published. How do you like them apples? That is really called due diligence. And so I had to have the name of my, I'm not going to call them witnesses, but the name of my experts. I would have to have all sorts of information. All of that was turned over to the editor who then sent it to a fact checker. And before the article was published, it was actually vetted. And I'm sure that's exactly what's happening with these articles that we're getting as well. And so what we're going to look at when I go through the facts, which we're not going to question at all, in accordance with the community guidelines. But what we are going to do is just refresh our memory. So let's look at these things, the location. Is there anything interesting about the location? Let's say, I don't know, in Texas, for example, where this is just off the top of my head, like there's a border controversy going on, and maybe Abbott might be the vice presidential candidate. That's just me thinking out loud, because he's been in the news. And let's say that perhaps this orchestrated event, this authentic event is what I meant to say. Let's, for example, say that it takes place in a state where people can actually carry their bang bangs and they like having them, and they want to have very strong protections on the Second Amendment. Let's just put it out there that that might be the case. And then let's say that the location would also include what many people would think would be a friendly place, a safe place. Like, for example, I don't know, a church, a school, a birthday party during a holiday. I would say it's kind of a rare occasion that a location would happen at a time like that. Or let's say, for example, that it coincided with, I don't know, again, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, like the Super Bowl on the same day. That might be interesting. But anyway, I digress. Let's say that the person yielding the bang bang on my checklist of things to look for, let's say that they don't make it. Tragically, they either die or they take care of it themselves, and they're never there to stand trial, to be questioned. Wouldn't that be something if that was on our checklist for this event? And then let's not forget the mental illness angle. Now, I will say in all sincerity that anybody that wants to actually engage in any of these authentic events would have to be mentally ill. And that is a tragedy. There are plenty of mentally ill people out there that do need our help. But ideally, not that the government is going to get involved and enforce that. How about on the checklist that there's conflicting information? That first we're told there are multiple people doing the bang bangs, and then it turns out there's only one, and then we don't know if it's a man or a woman, and maybe it's both. You know how that happens. Yeah, and then we're told that there's a child that's 5 years old. Well, actually, they're 7 years old. Well, the seven-year-old child who is five was the one that was shot, but not by the shooter, but by the off-duty policeman. And it doesn't matter that they're off-duty or not. If they're off-duty, they're not on duty. That would be like you shooting a person who actually didn't shoot anybody. Just saying, wouldn't that be crazy if that figured into this story as well? And then wouldn't it be interesting? Now, I know a lot of you don't care for this angle, so that's the reason I'm going to mention it. Wouldn't it be interesting if the numbers were repetitive and perhaps, I don't know, fell on the scale of like 13 or 11 or something like that, that often has meaning for these bad guys and the puppet masters who like to leave their calling card. So that would be interesting for some of us. Wouldn't it be interesting also on this checklist if there were newly installed officials, like, I don't know, maybe the mayor of the city just started office, kind of, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of, where was it? It's beautiful vacation. Oh yes, Maui, Lahaina, where, and Hawaii in general, where there was a newly installed governor and a newly installed mayor and a newly installed chief of police. Yeah, that's how I say it. And a relatively new fire chief. Wouldn't that be interesting if in this scenario, the mayor had just come onto the scene? And remember back in Palestine, Ohio. In fact, East Palestine, Ohio. Remember how that cheat of police also was new on the scene? I mean, it's just so interesting, and I'm sure it means nothing at all. Okay, what if there was the angle of the transatlantic travelers? That's my new expression here. Yes, those who have decided to go on a transatlantic journey. What if that figured into this scenario? If you're new to this channel, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's okay. We're giving you a warm welcome as a part of our Healthy American community. Take a moment and hit that subscribe button if you would, because YouTube loves to unsubscribe you. It's like this little game we play. So it's your turn. Hit that button. If you want to do the bell, it won't work anyway. So just join me every day at 4 p.m. Pacific. What if in this scenario on our checklist that children were involved. Everyone's heart goes out for the children. Of course it does. And it goes out for the animals. Like I have a heart for animals as well. So often in these events, these authentic events that should not be questioned, often there is the children angle involved. And then, you know, what's interesting also is how things don't add up. I mean, literally, they don't add up when you start to put the pieces together. And then you've got the cheerful witnesses, the duper's delight. And if you're not sure what that is, my lovely Healthy American audience will describe that for you in a comment so I don't trigger anything on this channel. And as it normally turns out, unlike when I was a magazine writer, the fact-checking, it just doesn't exist. You barely get the names of witnesses or their ages or where they live or any of that because it doesn't really matter anyway. So now that we have that, we'll just do a quick summary. I wanted to give you all the goodies up front. And by the way, stick with me for a second video later. I've got a completely different topic where we're going to celebrate an amazing religious exemption success story. So it's not going to be all doom and gloom today. I want to bring you some good news as well. Here's the headlines. A Texas woman who opened fire at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church was accused of being a schizophrenic with Munchausen by proxy. You know who else had that? All of your HR departments. Yeah, Munchausen by proxy is where they think you're sick. Yeah. And actually they're the sick ones, sick in the head, because thinking that you're carrying a disease when you're healthy and having you be tested for something that you don't have is actually, that is a mental illness. And that is also called a hypochondria. Imagine going to the doctor wanting to get, I don't know, tuberculosis chest x-ray, like let's say every day to make sure that you don't have TB. Do you think your doctor would do that for you? Well, they probably would now if your insurance would pay for it. So yes, Munchausen by proxy is a real thing. And she still was able to legally purchase her AR. Oh, so I shouldn't have said that. Her bang bang. I'm going to have my lovely Olivia scrub that. She was able to legally purchase the bang bang that she used to unleash horror on Sunday. As it turns out, she didn't shoot anybody. That's the happy part of the story. Maybe that's why Holstein. Maybe that's why he was so cheerful, that the only tragic death was hers. And we do pray for her soul or his, because as it turns out, the gunman woman, Genesee Yvonne Moreno, 36. How do you like them apples? 3 sixes. It means nothing. I don't even know why I mention it. So many of you dismiss when I mention these things. So that's why I'm going to mention it. And Teddy Bear doesn't like this story either. Maybe someone will come rescue her here from my office and my virtual living room. This person had a lengthy criminal record going back to 2005, including charges of assault, weapons, marijuana possession, and forgery charges. And she had a history of mental illness and was held in an emergency detention order in 2016, the police said today. That's a lot of info they got very quickly. Maybe it's just me, but I thought that your personal medical history was private. Like what happened to HIPAA and all of that? What happened to my medical information is not your business. Is it just because the person is dead? Or is it because they are accused of something and that now you can splash their personal medical history in the newspaper? I asked this question back in the other bang bang incident. Frankly, we've had so many, I can't keep them all straight, but they all follow the same script. So it's very easy to do the checklist. Moreno used several identities under both genders. Excuse me, which ones? Hello, this is very vague. I don't know which ones out of the many. I just want to be fair and equal. So which of the both are they talking about? It's unclear, they say, which gender he identified as, but police on Monday did say that she is believed to be the biological mother or father of the 7-year-old that she brought into the church with him, herself. And then the second part of this story says she entered the church with a 5-year-old boy, who I guess is actually 7. that goes on the checklist of the inconsistencies, doesn't it? So let's see how many of the checklists we can mark off. All right, it was at a church. There were the cheerful witnesses. It was a transatlantic voyager was in the scene. And I'm going to share that image with you. As a matter of fact, let me do this. I'm going to share my screen here, and we will take a look at the cheerful, optimistic Osteen saying, oh, we are just devastated, absolutely devastated. And you can see that on his face. And then I've got lots here that I want to share with you, but let's just take a look at the images, shall we? Now, we're told that these are individuals fleeing from the crime scene. And it looks like they are. This little girl looks visibly distraught. The dad is not, none of these people look casual or, you know, they certainly look like they're distressed and concerned. Obviously, they would be. Here he is again, the cheerful. And here's the perpetrator. Also goes under the name Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, no, not Jeffrey Epstein. I got confused. Jeffrey, and not Jeffrey Osteen. Jeffrey Escalante. That's the name of this individual. So 36 years old. Let me go now with some more of the very interesting and comprehensive, non-controversial information here. Okay, so the shooting happened on February 11th, which adds up to 13. I've told you before, it means nothing. Even the date itself, the 11th, even though other events have happened on the 11th, I would not draw any conclusions. And certainly not because it was on Super Bowl Sunday, as many of you have pointed out, you like to spell it Superb Owl. I'm going to be doing a story for you tomorrow on the Superb Owl, on the Super Bowl, and I'm going to tie in how this story, believe it or not, actually has another angle with the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift and her boyfriend who's done advertisements for the Jib Jab people and also for the Bud Light, and all the transatlantic information starts to come through when we start talking about Taylor Swift and Kelsey and Mama Kelsey. Yeah, I'll be covering that for you tomorrow, so be sure to stay tuned. But here we go. A Texas woman, who opened fire at the Osteen's Lakewood church was accused of being a schizophrenic. Okay. Now, I just did a little digging because that's what I do. And the name Genesee Yvonne Moreno. All right. Genesee reminded me of Genesis in the Bible. Now, I'm sure they didn't give this person that name to have any connection to the Bible or the church. It was absolutely a coincidence. I should not have even mentioned it. But here's the other interesting thing. Her name, Yvonne, I-V-O-N-N-E, the research that I came up with says that the meaning of that is you, Y-E-W, not Jew, you, Y-E-W, which also means the archer. Now, I'm just going to go to the punchline again because I hate to keep everybody waiting. So let's do this. I'll cover it again for you tomorrow. But wouldn't you know, this individual, who goes by both of the genders, whose name translates to the archer and also you, Y-E-W, wouldn't you know that Taylor Swift has a song called The Archer? I'm sure it means nothing. It absolutely means nothing. And of course, we'll talk about this tomorrow. The archer singer's boyfriend, he's a big manly guy and he needs Band-Aids because, you know, Joshy Green likes them too. So I think wearing the Band-Aids has no meaning other than you should become a human pincushion. Anyway, that's a little bit of a sneak peek for tomorrow. We'll do a deep dive on all of those weird connections, but I couldn't overlook seeing what that name means. And that's just me. I like to dig into all of that kind of stuff because, you know, I have 24 hours in the day and that's how I like to spend them. So here's another thing. It says that the person had a sticker saying Free Palestine. That's Ohio. Free Palestine was on the bang bang that the woman used to open fire at the celebrity pastor church in Houston. Now, Then it got changed and it said, oh, no, no, it didn't say free Palestine. It said, just said Palestine. Yes, I'm using that pronunciation on purpose. And then the story goes on to say, and it is a story, isn't it? You know, I guess it's because all of the script writers went on strike in Hollywood. Maybe that's why they're just doing the same thing again and again. That's the conclusion that I'm drawing. So some Semitic writings have been recovered. We don't know what they are, and we never will know what they are, and we won't know who recovered them and from where, because it wasn't mentioned in this story that was obviously fact-checked before it was published. So this very vague statement of some anti-Semitic writings have been recovered, but a motive behind the Sunday shooting has not been determined. And then police said, we do believe that there was a familial dispute that has taken place between her ex-husband and her ex-husband's family, some are of whom are Jewish, not Jewish, like her name. Y-E-W is one of the meanings of that name, Yvonne, or Genesee. And her family is Jewish. Some of them are. So of course she's anti-Semitic. That's the only conclusion I could draw. Now, two off-duty officers fired back, striking the suspect. Now, was she aiming at them? Were they doing like what they're doing in Israel, like the preemptive? It's self-defense. I forgot. It is self-defense. What we remember on that fateful day in that place, near Egypt and Jordan, they didn't defend themselves for some unknown reason that will never be told. But here, the off-duty policemen did. They happen to have weapons, bang-bangs. And this perpetrator was pronounced dead at 2:07 p.m. 2 + 7 = 9, which means nothing. I don't even know why I mention it. Then it goes on to say that her five-year-old son, it says, the seven-year-old was shot in the head. I know, don't. Why are you getting caught up in the details? I've had commenters here before telling me, Peggy, you focus too much on the details. And yes, I do. It's very sad, if it's true, that this seven-year-old is fighting for his life in critical condition. And it's horrible when we hear about these things happening to innocent children. A man believed to be a parishioner was also shot and has since been released. So now we know everything about it. We know his name. We know where he lives. We know how the police got that information. And we were told that he was 57, but actually he was 56, or maybe it was 57. In the same story, they gave both ages. It says that the suspect has a mental health history that is documented through us, through the police, and through interviews with the family. And then it says, the woman fired several rounds and indicated she had a boom before officers fired back. Okay, how did she indicate it? Was it pantomime? Did she like do it like that? Maybe she was American Sign Language. Maybe she told them that she had that. Like, who did she tell? And where's that witness? And how come that person wasn't on the news? Whoa, how did that happen? So the officers fired back, killing her and injuring the five-year-old boy who was with her. Now, maybe it's just me, but the many stories, and I scoured the stories for you today, the many stories that I was told and that I read presented the information so that you and the unsuspecting, not you, but the unsuspecting gullible ones would think that she was the one that injured the child. But it was the off-duty coppers. Police did not elaborate on the child's relationship, although we were just told it was her son. And now we're told that a 56-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound to the hip, the city fire officials said. Okay, I will leave all of these links for you if you want to read the stories. That will be on my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And the newly elected Democratic mayor of Houston, John Whitmire, who ran on a law and order platform. Isn't that convenient? He praised the Houston area agencies for their prompt and collaborative response to this active bang bang situation. He said, it's unfortunate that on a day we want to attend church and watch America's number one sporting event that we find ourselves gathering to respond to this tragedy. Of course, it's much more emotional that way. And their hope was probably to connect the Super Bowl and a church shooting together forever in your mind going forward. The Houston police and the mayor held a briefing today, Monday at 1:30 p.m. 1-3, if you look at it, is 13. Means nothing. Stop bringing it up. The shooter again, oops, was the 36-year-old who used both male and female aliases, says the police homicide unit. And it says that Moreno, this suspect, was seen pulling up in a vehicle on the west side of the church. Seen by whom exactly? Oh, we didn't get that information. No, there was no witness's name. There was no interrogation. There was nothing more than a very passive statement that Marina was seen pulling up in a vehicle and pulling her child out of the back seat along with a bag. Moreno was confronted by a security guard before entering a hallway. And the security guard's name was, no, we don't need details like that, do we? Come on. What does that mean, confronted? Did he ask questions? Did she answer them? How long did this interaction go? Were there any witnesses other than the security guard? Inquiring minds would like to know. Then this individual fired several rounds from the bang bang with a sticker on it that stated Palestine. It's just, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? And then two off-duty officers working security at the church exchanged the gunfire. And Moreno and her son fell to the ground. And that's pretty much what they're saying. The casualties would have been higher, the FBI special agent in charge of the Houston field office said. Why is the FBI involved? Just asking. Can't the police handle it themselves? Just asking. The casualties would have been higher, he said. Their heroic actions saved lives, except for Moreno's. Her life wasn't saved. And of course, the casualties would have been higher. I mean, the FBI can see into the future. Of course they can. All right. We looked at these images that I'll have for you. And the last little bits that I wanted to share with you is that this is going to tie in with tomorrow's video. Joel Osteen, I just can't help but share this photo with you again. So here he is now listening to the press concert. And there he is, that beautiful duper's delight on his face as he's listening to this devastating scene. And here's the other interesting thing. Osteen put on his Twitter account, "Our community is devastated by today's events and very grateful for the Taylor Swift actions." Oh, I'm sorry. "Very grateful for the swift actions of law enforcement." That's really touching. And I remember with the devastation in Lahaina, the newscasters, the newscasters were saying that the fire was moving so swiftly and that they were getting this swift response. And of course, there's like the swift financial thing that's going to happen. I'll have to do a video on that for you as well. And I would not draw any conclusion that this is anything to do with Taylor Swift, who's the boyfriend, who has the boy, or maybe it's the boyfriend. I don't know. Has the boyfriend who just happened to be the team captain who won the Super Bowl, which is never rigged. It's obviously just as you see it. I would not draw any conclusions there. And don't draw any conclusions that he got paid several million dollars to be drug peddler, something. No. What I meant to say is he demonstrated how easy and fun it is to become a human pincushion. Yeah. And then he also, I guess, likes what Bud Light's doing, because shortly after that other, what do I call it, like a ritual that went on, he was in at least one commercial, I think maybe two, for that very popular drink. So I think that's cool too. So anyhow, Joel Osteen thinks it's cool that due to these swift actions of law enforcement, that's the best choice of words to use that I'm sure for him. And then we read that before this person died from their injuries, I'll just use it, they, meaning the perpetrator, they poured an unknown substance on the floor and they told officers that something, I lost the rest of that story. But then it says that she sprayed a substance in the air. So one news story said that she sprayed a substance in the air. And then another story said that she poured a substance on the floor, but we were never told what that substance was and who she told them and who she told that. I would like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. The bottom line on all of this is they actually didn't shoot anyone. They got shot. And then Osteen goes on to say, I got to show you this one. It's strange. And we'll wrap up here. I know this is going a little long, but it's quite a rollicking ride. So here we go. Osteen also went to say, I could only imagine if it would have happened during the 11 o'clock service, he said at the scene, because 11 means nothing in the number scheme of things. So that's why he used it. And then it's also interesting that there's a very popular song called I Could Only Imagine. I would hum it for you, but YouTube would give me a strike on copyright laws because I'm not allowed to publicly sing a song on this channel unless like I paid the copyright royalties. But you can look it up. It's a beautiful song. It's a Christian song. There was a movie, a very good movie, by the way, called I Could Only Imagine. And so I'm sure it's absolutely a coincidence. I put the word song in there. It's absolutely a coincidence that he used that phrase, I could only imagine, if it would have happened during the 11 o'clock service. Why? Why is that any difference than happening at the 2 o'clock service? Okay. It also says that the church founded by Osteen's late father is attended by 45 people weekly. That adds up to 9. I wouldn't draw any conclusions about that. And the third, so we've got 3 and 9. And if some of you guys like to do this, so we'll just have a little fun. If you turn that 9 upside down, it looks like a 6. So that gives us 3 sixes, which, you know, if you know your Bible, what that means. Then it goes on to say that police said that Moreno arrived at the church at 1:53 p.m. You know, I just think the accuracy is amazing. And that adds up to 9. I think that's all also interesting because what happens is if you haven't been to these mega churches, is there's somebody out there with a stopwatch. And every time somebody arrives at church, they make a mark on their stopwatch and they write it down on a clipboard. And that's how they know exactly what time that person arrived. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. So I will have more probably for you in the Substack. And I think it pretty much ticks all the boxes of conflicting info, the discrepancies. She sprayed a substance. She poured a substance. I mean, come on, let's not quibble over the details. She had a sticker on her bang bang that said free Palestine. Oh, no, it only said Palestine. And the bystander that got shot was 56. I mean, 57. Well, he was actually 56. And the 7-year-old is actually 5. But I guess time flies when you're getting shot because by the time he got to the hospital, he was 7. And of course, the perpetrator doesn't live to tell the tale. The numbers, which I wouldn't read into those at all. And the strange witnesses. The very important witnesses that give us all of the details with a look of shock and devastation on their face, the emotions that are accurate and appropriate for the experience at hand. And then of course, the transatlantic Voyager angle, I think is really interesting. Now, the mental health, we got to tick that box. And then probably they'll have to come out with the manifesto, won't they? Oh, and they're going to have, let's take bets, you guys. I don't really like to bet, but I think it would be fun. What do you think the t-shirts are going to say? Is it going to say Osteen strong or Houston strong or Lakewood strong? Or maybe there's another one. I haven't seen the t-shirts yet. And probably a movie will come out in about a year. One thing I haven't seen that we normally seen. Oh, there was the reunification center. I forgot to put that one on my checklist. Yeah. and all of the witnesses that were milling about looking very distraught. And of course, they were still there. They didn't get in their car and drive home like normal people would. But the other thing I didn't see that I normally see is they have posters made and it says missing and they have a picture of their loved one. Maybe that is still at, Office Depot getting run off or something. Because normally those are done in advance. And then there will be the memorial. And at that church, there will be some sort of shrine, I guess is the best word I could use, that will be erected for all of the victims. Oh, the only victim was the person who didn't shoot anyone. I forgot. Maybe there won't be a shrine for that victim, but maybe there will be with both and all of the names and all of the genders that this victim had. That's what I see coming forward. So there you have it. You know, I actually do feel like doing a second video for you on a very happy note because I got an amazing email from an amazing healthy American. And I want to share with you how this person actually got the medical treatment that she wanted and that was her right to get. And I want to tell you all about that. I've got so many videos queued up for you this week and well, haven't even made them yet, but so many that I want to share with you because on the opposite end of the spectrum is, can I use that word? I'm not talking about autism. I used that phrase once and somebody said I was poking fun at the autistic people. So I just want to go on the record to say, no, I'm not. So on the opposite end of the non-autistic spectrum, just to be clear, is a very distressing email I got from a healthy American who was told that he's not confused about his gender. He's confused about his religion. He thinks that he has a sincerely held belief against becoming a human pincushion, but obviously the city of San Francisco knows better. My question is, I have many questions about that, but of course the HR knows better than God and they said so themselves. So that will be a video coming for you a little bit later this week. I want to talk about the border convoy and all of the changes that have come out of that, hasn't it? Oh, what? You mean they're still flooding over the border? But I thought the truckers were there. And there's a website and there's donations and there was a route. It didn't stop the entrance, as they're called. The manufactured migrants are still being escorted here? Oh, I better cover that for you in an upcoming video. I've got lots here for you, friends. I'm so grateful that you're on board. Big shout out to the moderators. I can't wait to read your comments. Give me a couple of minutes to queue up my next information and we'll end on a rather happy note. I do like to keep things a little lighthearted, friends. Thank you everybody for being on board. And if you're not on that Substack yet, what in the non-spinning world? Dome-shaped world. I guess I need to be a little more specific for some of my friends here. And maybe we'll cover that in my private webinar coming up at the end of this month. If you are a paid subscriber to peggyhall.tv, where all my videos are, with the ads removed, by the way, and my gosh, well over 1,000 videos, stuff that has never even aired on this channel, you can see that there. And if you are a paid subscriber to Substack, you're invited. Or if you've sent me a donation, I would love to thank you for your support. And that is once a month. We have our private live webinar where we're chatting. I'm answering your questions. It is censorship free and it is the highlight of my month. So I look forward to seeing you there or in the very next.